The following program is made possible by generous gifts from partners of Benny Hinn Ministries and viewers like you in this area.
You cannot face the devil without knowing the power of God that belongs to you. Behold, verse 19, Luke 10 says, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your hands, say, I have power over the devil. Say it again. Say it again. That's it.
On last week's programs, Pastor Benny Hinn and Bishop George Bloomer engaged in discussions designed to equip you to effectively wage spiritual warfare against demonic forces which seek to influence and control your life.
Experience cannot defeat Satan. Only the Word of God. That's it.
Knuckles.
And if we, and if, Knuckles, I like that. And if we don't know the Word, we're in trouble. So my weapon is God's Word. No way.
Yes.
God said, I believe what God said. I will not question what this Bible says.
Yes.
But the second we question it, we're through.
We're through. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Wait, casting down imaginations in the mind, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, where is it?
Knowledge
of God.
Of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And bringing into captivity every thought. Thought is in the mind.
Thought.
To the obedience of Christ.
To the obedience of Christ.
That's it. We have got to get our minds renewed. We are not the defeated army. We are the mighty warriors, army of God. We are victorious.
The response to these fascinating discussions from you, the viewers, was tremendous. And on this week's programs, Pastor Benny has been teaching on the subject of demons and deliverance. He has a vast wealth of knowledge gleaned from 38 years of biblical study and practical experience in crusades around the world. And today, you'll hear a portion of a message on our authority over demonic forces through the power and presence of Jesus. And later in the program, you'll have the opportunity to acquire resources from both Pastor Benny and Bishop Bloomer, which will give you the tools you need to recognize, understand, confront, and defeat the forces of the enemy. Now, let's join Pastor Benny for this most important message.
1 John 3, verse 8, the second portion, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The Lord Jesus defeated Satan for us. He spoiled Satan's power for us, destroyed his works for us, and conquered the devil for us. Yet, Satan holds many still in bondage. The defeated one is binding his own masters. That's not what God has promised. Can you really afford to be in bondage to him any longer? Never. When the Lord rose from the dead, he left and eternally defeated Satan behind him. Say with me, Satan is eternally defeated. Say it. And every one of you can become a devil's master overnight. I said you can become a devil's master overnight. Luke 10:19, turn to it. Now, this is the promise. Every believer must understand this as we teach tonight on casting out demon spirits. And you must understand the power and the authority that you have. You cannot face the devil without knowing the power of God that belongs to you. Behold, verse 19, Luke 10 says, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your hands, say, I have power over the devil. Say it again. Say it again. That's it. Say, that's it. The Bible says you have power. Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, all the power, every devil, every demon. No matter how strong the demon is, you're stronger. Proverbs 28 verse 1 says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Say, I'm bold. I'm bold like a lion. Nothing frightens me. Lift your hands, say, nothing frightens me. I am not afraid of the devil and all his demons. They are afraid of me. You see, I'm giving you truth, and this truth is breaking that wall, that psychological wall you built in your mind. The scripture says in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, the scriptures give us this awesome promise, and I want you to listen very carefully. This is a command God is giving you. Are you ready to do battle? Are you ready to see victory? Then listen to the word of the Lord. The eternal God is thy refuge. Nothing can touch you. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Nothing can harm you. And he, the Lord, shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Say, destroy them. Say it again. Say it again. Now the Bible says God is your refuge. Underneath your life is his everlasting arms, and God will throw out the enemy, and then he gives you the privilege to destroy them. Say, I have power to destroy them. Say it again. Lift your hands, say it, I have power to destroy them. You see, you got to understand what we're doing here tonight. I am giving you the word and building your faith. Now, this is a command from the Lord. Now, you got to understand how you destroy them. Turn to Joshua chapter 10. Look at verse 24 and 25. This is one of the most amazing scriptures concerning this in the Bible. You got to hit and hit and hit and hit again. You have to keep hitting till they are destroyed. Do not weaken, do not turn back. Joshua 10, 24 and 25. It came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. brother. The day is coming soon. You will crush the devil under your feet. That's what Paul told us will happen. He said, God will soon crush the devil under your feet. Say, under my feet. Say it. Under my feet. The devil shall be destroyed. Joshua 23, verse 10. Now, this is most important you understand. One of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, it is he that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Joshua 23, verse 10. One of you shall chase 1,000. The Bible tells us further, two will put 10,000 to flight. Now, how do we begin? Look at Isaiah 51, beginning at verse 12. I am he that comforts you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, as feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteth that he may be loosed, that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that divides the sea, whose waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And watch, this is the key. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand. What is God saying? Here is the oppressor, the devil, going about to destroy you. And God is saying, look, I have given you the key. I have given you the tool. I have given you the sword. I have put my word in your mouth. What are you afraid of? You see, this is the powerful tool, the word of God. Satan has no defense against the word of God. Say it. Satan has no defense against. Say it again. Now, the Bible tells us we overcome by the word. 1 John 2:14, we overcome the devil by the word. The prison doors are opened by the word. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. It's by the word. Turn to Proverbs chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22. Now, I'm going to show you how to begin dealing with people that are oppressed. Are you ready? Hello, are you ready? Now, first, like I said to you, the word of God must fill your life. Or otherwise, don't touch it. Do not rush into battle naked. Be clothed with the word of God. Now, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 has something marvelous to say to us. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Now, this is a person who is bound by the devil. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, without knowledge, without the word of God. And in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Now, the reason he is bound is because two things are lacking: righteousness and the word. For it says here, his iniquity will take hold of him, his sin will bind him. Why? Because he has no instruction. He shall die without instruction. The word of God is lacking in his life. People who lack the word are full of sin. You cannot have the word of God and sin at the same time. Because the scripture says, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. If the word is present, sin is absent. If the word is absent, sin is present. Is that clear? I said, is that clear? But now the one who's bound is bound because sin is present. The knowledge of God, the instructions of the word, absent. The first thing you got to look for is, are they willing to be free? That's what we read this morning, which we should read again now in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Turn to it, please. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Remember those scriptures. If you don't, at least write them down and look them up. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25, 26, the Bible says this: it is possible for that man to be free if he will only acknowledge the truth of God's word. For the Bible says this: in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Now, this is what your job is. First of all, you must approach that bound soul in meekness. I'm going to give you now step-by-step instructions. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Someone that I know may be bound. The Bible tells me the first thing I do is approach them with meekness, not harshness, not condemnation, not you're going to hell, none of that. I reach out a hand of love and mercy. I reach out a hand that says Jesus will set you free. I give them the love of God and His blessed promise to deliver them. And I begin to instruct them through the Word of God. What does the Bible say about their condition, situation? Why did Jesus come to this earth? And I give them Isaiah, and I give them the prophets, and I give them the New Testament that clearly describe to us why Jesus came to this earth. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to deliver the oppressed, to bring them out of prison. I tell them they don't have to stay there. They don't have to be there. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. You've got to start with meekness and just gently. And then it says, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, as you deal with them gently and lovingly and just love them out of their bondage. Please listen to what I'm telling you. There's two ways of bringing liberty. One, love them out of their bondage. You love them out, it takes time sometimes. Just give them the word. A soft answer turns away wrath. Just bring them out slowly. I'll deal with the second in just a moment. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Now there's a place that they'll come to. Now listen carefully, I beg of you. The place they're going to come to. And when they come to that place and they're ready for deliverance, then you must be very wise. In some cases, you got to do it slowly. You got to bring them out with love and patience. Don't rush it. The foolishness is, if you rush it, you destroy that man. Now, this is where you need discernment. You have to discern what kind of situation he's in. You see, if a person is crying for deliverance, yet he's deep in bondage, you cannot rush him out. My brother, it took a long time to get in. It may take as long to get out in some cases. Not all cases, but in some cases, it takes just as long to get out as it took to get in. You work with them. You work with them. You stay with them. That's what Jesus taught. Now, there is another way, of course. But that you must hear the voice of God for. Yes, I've run into people. Yes, I've had people come to my meetings that I had not met before or known before. And the power of God was strong. And right there, they were set free instantly. But in that, you must hear the word in your heart. You must know it. God will speak to you. Do it. Go now. Now, when you do, be careful. In both cases, you gotta look for the strong man. Now listen carefully. Are you ready for this? Lift your hands, pray. Say, Father, help me get it all. Help me understand it in Jesus' name.
Tomorrow, Pastor Benny continues his teaching by naming the 12 strong men, the ruling demonic forces which are identified in Scripture. As he commands these rulers to release the people, many in the audience are set free from bondage. Don't miss tomorrow's program.
Bishop Loomer is with me on the set. We've had an amazing time talking about deliverance.
Yes.
And you, precious saints, just saw a teaching that I gave on deliverance. But today we have some products we want to present to you because it's time you come out of that place of bondage. Come out of your prison. Be free today in Jesus' name and bring liberty to others for the glory of God. The teaching you heard today, you heard a part of it, the entire thing on these three CDs. Make sure to get the whole thing today and bring liberty to the captives and be free yourself if you need it. For a gift of $25, get it today. And my book on angels and demons, where demons come from, the pre-Adamic race, all about Satan. It's powerful and a whole lot more. You know, in this book, Precious Saints, I talk about giants, where the giants came from. I talk about the 12 spirits, the 12 principalities that the enemy uses, and so much more, and how to take the devil's armor away from him. All in this book, both for 40, if you'll get both together. And Bishop Bloomer, your material is needed. The books you have are a must in the hands of every believer who wants to know that authority in God over demons.
Yes.
Your book, Weapons for Warriors, what's in it?
Oh, it's 18 teachings on dealing with rejection and drug addiction and poverty and all those vices that Satan uses against us. There's lessons, prayers, how to pray, meditation.
Witchcraft. The plot to destroy your destiny and how to be free from that. Dear God, phases of demonology, how to cast out demons. Religious demons, how to deal with them too.
Yeah,
it's all in there.
It's all in there.
Identifying and breaking generational curses.
Yes.
How to reject rejection, addiction. You talk about the spirit of pride, angels among us, from Adam to Adam. Boy, yes. I'd like to know about that.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, but it's all in here and a whole lot more. Yes. You can get this book today and with it get oppressionless.
Oppressionless.
Now, this is powerful.
Yes.
This deals with what?
Yeah. STDs, sexually transmitted deceptions and spirits, on how that the enemy gets into our ears, and you talked about it in your teaching, what we see, what we smell, what we hear,
yeah.
And things that are spoken. Things that are spoken.
And how to be free from that.
How to be free from it.
The spiritual nature of oppression. Why oppression can be a major factor in shaping a child's identity. The major side effect of oppression. Oppression's point of no return. Addiction. How one touch from God can break oppression's vicious cycle and much more. All in this book.
Babies are being born addicted. Babies are being born with a spirit of oppression on them. Things happen even in the womb of the mother. We teach you how to get free.
And Demon in My Bedroom.
Demon
wow,
in My Bedroom.
That's a movie. That's that movie.
That's that illustrated sermon on how to deal with demonic forces that attack you in your sleep, turning your dreams into nightmares.
You can have all three for a gift of $50 today.
Who the man?
The DVD by itself says for $39.
Yes.
And you can get the whole thing for $50, all three for $50 by calling the number on the screen. Become a partner today and help me take the gospel around the world. Come with me to the Holy Land this November. It's going to be awesome, November 7th. Jesus loves you. You are so special to him and all is well. Precious Lord, now we come into agreement that every oppression is gone. We come into agreement that every bondage is broken. Bring your people out of that valley of defeat. put them back on the mountaintop of victory. Heal every sickness, break every chain of bondage. Give your people that mighty power in the inner man. Strengthen their inner man to be strong in the Lord and the power of your might. In Jesus' glorious name, amen, amen. Keep watching the program. Be free and be strong in Jesus' name. Yours is the victory. Love you. Bye-bye.
We believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer to humanity and the troubles on this earth. The gospel, and only the gospel is the solution.
Pastor Benny Hinn is passionate about reaching the lost by obeying the mandate for all believers to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
I'm talking about souls.
Save my soul.
Men and women around the world who have not heard the gospel. It's our duty, our privilege, our responsibility to tell them. Who else will? Nobody will.
You can help touch millions around the world as you catch Pastor Benny's vision to use every available resource and opportunity to reach the lost.
How can we preach the gospel without support? The gospel is free, but the means to deliver the gospel is expensive.
Please go to your phone now and give your gift of $1,500 or $100 for souls.
The minute you make a decision to support the gospel, the minute you say, Lord, I will spend the rest of my life seeing men and women come to the cross. When you make that decision, God Almighty will bless everything you do in life.
Call now or give online. And for your generous gift of $100 or more, Pastor Benny will send you all the resources in this spiritual warfare collection which he presented on today's program. Thank you for catching Pastor Benny's vision and sharing his passion to see the lost saved.
Jesus came to give his life for men and women, and for me, and for you, to have the privilege to tell the world. Awesome.
Pastor Benny Hinn will be in Detroit, Michigan on Wednesday, August 8th to hold one great miracle service at the International Gospel Center. He then travels to Toronto, Ontario to conduct a miracle crusade at the Prayer Palace at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 9th, followed by 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. services on Friday the 10th. And Pastor Benny will be in New York for miracle services in Buffalo at the Tabernacle on Saturday, August 11th. And in Amherst at Zion Dominion Global Ministries on Sunday, August 12th. Later in the month, he'll return to Europe to minister to the Netherlands on August 21st and 22nd, and in England the 24th through the 26th. For more information on all of these crusades and services, call now or visit the ministry website. And Pastor Benny invites you to join him on a life-changing tour of the Holy Land, November 7th through 15th. Experience the sights and sounds of Israel as you walk where Jesus walked in Jerusalem and Galilee. You'll journey to the places you've read about, where he prayed, taught, and healed. Call today to request a brochure or download one from the ministry website.